Hi, everyone. This is Emily. I'm the membership and outreach coordinator here at WDRT, welcoming you to the second episode of our Volunteer Spotlight series. And I'm really excited about the volunteer joining me today, Miss Sarah Root, aka DJ Root. Thanks so much for being here, Sarah.
Hey.
So normally Sarah's on the other end of the microphone. She got her start as one of the rotating hosts for her song, which airs Wednesdays at 10 a.m. But more recently, she's the host of her own little baby, her own show, The Good Ear, which airs every other Monday at 10 a.m. So I am excited to have the pleasure of interviewing her to give listeners a little background on what is one of our newer volunteers. So Sarah's looking it up right now to be ready for the first question.
Is it the first question?
Yes, we're there.
I'm just curious. We'll see, though. So, like, what I know is my first show was actually filling in for Kirsten on Global Beat. That was my first time doing a radio show. And it was great. It was so fun. And then I was invited to do half of her song, which I think was about a year ago. I guess maybe a little over a year ago.
Sure.
I think last, like, May of 23. And then very shortly after that, got The Good Ear.
Yes. And why, like, what interested you in being on the radio? Like, what about it?
Well, I'm constantly, like, searching around for new music. And just, it's just a really huge part of my life. And it's something I don't think I fully appreciated until, like, the pandemic, like how extremely important that was to me, and like how much just sound in general is like very a big part of my brain.
Sure.
So like, that was like one of my lifelines during the pandemic. And then afterwards, I kind of had this a sudden like desire to like actually go out and see music. I had always gone to concerts. It was a little too overstimulating for me in the past. But then it was all of a sudden, it was like, oh my gosh, I can be around people and just focus on amazing music. So right. Like going to amazing music is important for me. So anyhow, so I have always been interested in like listening to new things and exploring music. So so once I did the show, the Global Beat show, it was suddenly like this connection of like being able to like connect it to people, having it actually be out there and realizing what a creative expression it is. Like it really made me feel something to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I really liked it. So, yeah.
I love that. I think that creative expression really resonates with myself, who also is so lucky to host her song once a month. That is my favorite part of it as well, is being able to creatively express myself through music.
It was surprising to me. Like, it happens to me a lot where I think I'm like, I go places and then I just sort of forget there's going to be other people there or something, you know, like,
sure.
I don't know. Like, I'm just doing my own thing here. And then I'm like, oh, whoa, there's people there. So when it like aired, it was like kind of shocked me. And my first Good Ear show was actually, I did like, that was where it really, really hit me, because it was like, it was a really personal show for me.
Right.
Like the music was like very personal. And when that aired, it kind of freaked me out actually. But I mean, it was cool, you know. It's just, and also I love the process of just sort of like, you're putting it out there and you're just letting it go. It's like this out breath or something, you know, like
mm-hmm.
you just have to just embrace the moment, you know, unless you're like spending 4 hours recording a 2-hour show or something like that, which
what?
I did in the beginning.
Nobody ever does that.
Oh, I totally did that in the beginning. Obsessed over that playlist.
The first playlist. Don't you think the first playlist probably took the most time?
Yeah, maybe. I think I had like such a well of songs built up in me that like it was this fun little puzzle of making it flow like really well, you know. But yeah, maybe it probably took a lot longer. Plus there's just the learning curve of using the software and all that. But
yes, we do have some technical chops, you know, back here. It's not just picking songs.
Yeah, we don't just let Spotify do that. Somebody asked me that. How do you get your songs? You just let Spotify pick from the algorithm? I'm like, no.
No algorithms. There is no AI here.
Ugh,
okay.
Yeah.
AI free, robot free. This is real human radio. So tell us a little bit more about the Good Ear the kind of music that you play? What kind of show is it? How would you describe it?
Well, it's what's really interesting me at the time, honestly. And I guess, I mean, speaking of Spotify though, you know, like last year it said I listened to some like 200 something different genres or something like that. And like, that was like, it could named not me pick, something for yeah. that, you know? So it was like, so yeah, it's just this, it's a way. Yeah, I play, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. So I guess it's a little challenging because a lot of times I like really weird music a lot of times, like music that challenges my ear and that's like complex in some way. Mm-hmm. Like those are the things that attract me a lot. And so, I don't know. I play a lot of like punk, which seems like this really huge genre now. Like it's almost meaningless because like you can kind of like so many things are punk or post-punk or pop punk or egg punk or, you know, like there's all these crazy genres, you know, but like, I like things that are like electronic sounds. I like psychedelic. I think a lot of it could be covered under the sort of neo-psychedelic or psychedelic genre. I don't know. Right now, I've recently gotten into this like trend that I'm noticing about like you know in the 90s there was this like. It was like the 90s does the 60s sort of like like bubblegum psychedelic stuff.
Yes.
And now there's this like 2020s does 90s does 60s psychedelic stuff. And it's really awesome. And it's sort of in this like punkish sort of genre. And I'm just like, it's super fascinating to me. And it dovetails into like, you know, other stuff I've always listened to, like Os Mutantes and like Brazilian psychedelic stuff or whatever, you know.
Yes. No, your show is very eclectic and definitely unique. You won't hear these songs played by probably anybody else here at the station.
I mean, sometimes I remember there was one day I went into the cafe across the street and my show was playing and I was listening to it and I was like, oh my gosh, I just played Quiet Riot. I like had to tell the priest because it just like gave me such a kick because sometimes I like to throw in just some... like what felt like a reference or like some sort of like, you know, like what I've been attracted to in modern music, like how it like bounces back, you know, like how the influences of it, you know.
So, right on.
Anyhow. Yeah.
Love it. So you talked about going to live music a lot. What is your favorite concert, or if that's difficult, maybe like a recent, really memorable concert experience you've had?
It's hard. I feel like I end up missing most of the concerts that I would really wanted to go to. I've missed so many amazing concerts this past year.
Bummer.
But last summer I was kind of going out more. I don't know. I really like to watch like really good musicians doing what they do live. That's what I really need to see. Like, or like the energy of a scene or something like that. Like, I went to some concerts in Chicago and like Milwaukee last year and sort of seeing that like punk underground sort of stuff that's going on there. And that was really fun. And there's like a noise convention. It's not, no, not a convention. A
noise convention.
called Catterwall that happens in the cities I went to last year, and that kind of exposed me to a lot of bands that I really like. And then I don't know, I saw Animal Collective and Tune Yards last year. I went to Pitchfork for a day.
That's right.
And saw some amazing, you know, like King Cruel and Charlotte de Dijery, like, you know. So anyhow, yeah, I don't know if there's anything that specifically stands out, but
sounds like you go to a fair amount of shows, though.
Yeah, and yeah, this year I have them like planned out months in advance because I have to.
Yes.
But so I'm going to see Idols this fall.
Nice.
In Chicago, and I'm also going to see one of my favorite like regional bands called Haploid. And they're playing at a roller skating rink in Des Moines.
Now that sounds cool.
I know.
That's so unique.
I'm excited about those.
So are you a native? We're here in beautiful Viroqua, Wisconsin. Are you a Viroqua native, or where are you from?
No, not even. I'm not sure how long I've been here. I'll say like 14 years for a few years, and then I'll realize it's probably been longer, so it's probably closer to 18 years. But I moved here from Arizona, like in the dead of winter.
Wow.
And I didn't move for Viroqua, which is unusual, I think. I moved because I wanted to homestead with my fiance at the time, and we moved to like Gays Mills area. And then I just sort of, then I, you know, lived off grid out of town until I had kids and then moved into town.
Right on.
Yeah.
Okay, sweet. Well, what are some of the things that you like to do? You're a mom, I know, but mm-hmm. in the spare time that you have beyond listening to music, are there any other hobbies or interests that you have?
Yeah, I play some music, and I'm also have been really into photography the past few years. Like, I'm really into that a lot.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm hoping to do, I have a few projects kind of in the works with that too. And yeah, I started an Instagram page, but there's nothing on it yet.
Awesome. Well, we'll have to follow that. Do you want to tell people what it is so they can, do you know?
And it'll pressure me to start putting stuff on there.
Yeah,
it's Sarah Root Photography, I think. And, you know, in my Instagram Sarah,
I think it's DJ Root.
DJ Root, WDRT. Yeah, that's my Instagram is for my DJing, and I use all my own photography in that too. So
awesome. Well, that's why your graphics for your shows always look so rad.
Thank you.
What about you do you think would surprise people?
Ooh.
Fun fact.
All right, fun fact.
Or weird fact.
It's a fun fact, and a few people know this, but it would probably surprise most people who know me now around here. I used to talk to great apes for a living.
Whoa. What?
it was a career path I had for a while in my 20s and early 30s, yeah.
Talk to apes, like sign language?
Yeah, I had this amazing opportunity to work with bonobos on this language project. So my whole job was just to have this like communicative relationship with bonobos who understand spoken English, and then like point to symbols to talk.
Wow.
And then I worked really briefly with Shantek, the orangutan who knows sign language. And then I moved to California and worked with Coco, the gorilla that knows sign language.
You did not.
I did.
Wow, that's a fun fact. I hope there's a Sarah Root trivia something coming up, man, because I will win. That is so great.
Man, I feel like I talked so much, but that was only like, what, 15 minutes?
It was only like 15 minutes, but I am done with okay, no, I got one more. Yeah. This is maybe one that you'll remember. First concert. That's always fun to talk about.
Oh my gosh. I don't actually know.
What's your earliest one that you can remember?
Well, I don't know. I probably saw like Spyro Gyra or something weird like that. Like I went, my parents, you know, I grew up in like suburban Phoenix, and my parents would go to these like jazz festivals, you know?
Okay.
And so I saw some like very new agey jazz stuff, but I don't know. I'm sure it'll come to me when I leave and just I'll like,
sure.
I do remember in high school, my mom's boyfriend got us tickets, like my mom and I tickets to go see Bon Jovi, who I was not into.
Bon Jovi.
And Skid Row opened for them. And it was, you know, like in Phoenix. And it was a really amazing scene. My mom like sat there clutching her purse the whole time with all these like big haired like gals like just screaming. And like it was pretty funny. That was memorable.
What an experience.
It was totally like the like tour when Bon Jovi's like flying out over the audience and stuff like that too.
Dude.
I mean, that probably everyone did that back then. But yeah.
Thanks, parents, for being cool. That is a rad show to take you to. Well, that's all that we have for today. Thanks, Sarah, for chatting with me and letting the listeners know a little bit more about you behind the microphone, being the host of The Good Ear, airing every Monday, every other Monday.
Every other
Monday at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.